Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
It's true. It's time for loose reads. Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you?
Hi, Jenna.
Bit of a chaotic Monday morning for us all, isn't it?
Oh. It's a jungle out there, guys. I tell you what, but that's okay. I'm here now. Let's talk books, because we've got some really great book news that I wanted to talk about before we get through to the book that I'm going to talk about. Mm-hmm. First of all, last week the Book Along list came out, which is it's such an exciting time for the book world. When I think of the bookshop and the Book Along list, like, you have these books that you know about, you've predicted, or you're shocked that are on there or that didn't make it, so that's quite fun. But also it's a snapshot of what's to come. So if, like, Orbital, that one last year, became one of our overall best sellers of 2024, we didn't even really have that on our radar last year. So, some of our best sellers can come through from that. Right. Flashlight, that I reviewed a couple of weeks ago, that's on the long list.
Cool.
So
feel
like very justified. A book that Siri was planning to review in the few weeks' times. I won't say what that is, but I think she's going to do that in a few weeks. So we're feeling on top of things. So I would say the list is quite, from what I can tell so far of having read almost half, expansive family dramas, quite accessible, saga-y type reads, often involving like political backgrounds of different countries and like dysphoria, and so it's a good list. I'm not mad at it.
Cool. It's like the Grammys or the Oscars of the book world.
Yeah, totally.
Like I have seen a couple of like book nerd friends post memes that are sort of like, this is my Coachella lineup.
100%. And the Auckland Writers Festival's like that as well.
Totally.
Yeah. And second piece of book news is Gareth Shute, local music historian and music man, musician. His book, Songs from the Shaky Isles, comes out this week.
So great.
We've got him at the shop on Friday night, which, if you wanted to pop along, he it's like a little launch for his book there. And I think he's got something at flying out on this weekend.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something's, you just Google it, guys. And then number three is Liz Pelly, who wrote this book called Mood Machine, which is about Spotify and algorithms and playlists, etc., which is something I've heard you guys talk about a bit. She is speaking at Whammy on the 28th of August, and tickets are on Under the Radar.
With Martin Pepperell as well.
Yes, in conversation. She's from overseas, music journalist. She's got some interesting perspectives on Spotify.
It's fascinating. I was actually watching, I was just casually watching YouTube the other day, and her work came up in a video about, Spotify and et cetera. And I was like, wow, this is so relevant. It's cool that she's here.
Yeah, I know. I think it's those you don't want to miss it type things.
Yes.
So, and you'll kick yourself if you didn't go. So I think it'll be a cool night.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Very good. So much happening in the book world. Oh,
I know. It's so exciting. It's getting us through winter. But I'm going to talk about this rompy book called Objects of Desire by Neil Blackmore today. Usually when I review a book, I will listen to a podcast with the author or something just to get a bit of background behind the book. And I can't find too much about this so far. So I'm coming in a bit blind, just like based on the books rather than the story behind the book. But this is about it's a book about books, an author called Hugo Hunter. He's Welsh, lived in London and has ended up in New York. And you know right away, he's written two amazing like mid-20th century books that have been classics of this time. He's wealthy, he's gay, it's like 1980s, New York City. But he tells you, it's in first person, he tells you right away he didn't actually write those books.
Scandal.
Shock horror.
I know. So have you guys read Yellowface?
I have not.
It's a little bit of the Yellowface vibes by Rebecca Kwong. So he goes back to tell you the story of how he didn't write these books and is a bit of a grifter, which I love a grifter book.
Yeah.
But you have this confessional, a confessional telling, but it's surrounded by masters of 20th century literature. So James Baldwin's a character in the book, Gore Vidal, Truman Capote, Muriel Spark. Mm-hmm. It's all within that gossipy literary world. So it's really, really fun. And it's very funny. The language is very cutting, kind of RuPaul-style queen bitch stuff. You know, the dialogue's really funny.
Incredible.
So I found it a really fun a fun romp, which I and ultimately the theme or the question that Hugo's asking himself is what's bigger, reputation or love? Because you will need to find out who wrote these books that he has stolen, and he's a master of words and editing, and but you know, there's some sacrifices along the way to get these books. But this is all coming out because he's been offered $2 million to write another book in a memoir, but he's like, how do I do this? I can't write.
Yeah. Where's my place to steal them from?
Yeah.
I need to go back there. It sounds like a real kind of transporter, which I love in a book, you know, where you get really taken to a time and a place and even a society.
Yes.
In this case.
And in a society that existed. So that fun New York 1980s life, but of course you have the AIDS crisis bubbling up in between. So that is it really captures, like, perhaps with luckily for Hugo, what he can get away with because of the dismissal of gay men in the world at the time. It's kind of this disposable lives.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I don't know much about the author, but I'll show you his... I can't show you his author photo, but it's so intense. It's like really...
Oh, my God. Eye contact.
Yeah, really 90s style, but with ring lights. So I guess that's current style now. Old school author photo. I really want to know more about him based on this author photo.
It's interesting when you have books that are written about that, like, such an iconic time and place, and it's like, were you there at that time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
or is it just sort of like
well researched,
like fiction and well researched?
I think he's a bit of a history buff, and I've heard that he writes. This is what I did find out: is he writes really fast. So he's written almost a novel a year since COVID, and he started writing his first novel when he did a job that he figured out he could do all his tasks by midday, and then he wrote the novel. The afternoon.
And look, we've all had a job like that.
Yeah.
Hey. Maybe we should write a novel in our afternoons.
Shall we?
Okay, stay tuned.
Maybe and we'll talk about it.
On Loose Reads. Oh dear. Don't want a novel from us.
But keep an eye on the book events that are coming out over the next month. I think they would really appeal to BFM listeners. But Gareth's book is it's a beautiful production, and Liz Pelly at Whammy.
You'll know Gareth from The Golden Geese, and also he's been on Audio Culture on Tuesdays quite a lot, so we love Gareth.
He knows what's going on.
Oh yeah. Very good. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
Thanks to Time Out Bookstore.
That was Loose Reads.